Together. Hey, can you join in with me? Come on, you can do it. Quietly. I'll do it.
This is Mia. I'm doing a sub hour for the Desperate Hour, so it'll be a little bit different than what is normally on the radio at this time, but I'm excited to take you through a little bit of my summer, what my summer has been like through the music I've been listening to. What you're listening to right now is The Beginner's Guide to Birdwatching by Haley Blaise. I don't really have much to say right now. But I do apologize for that kind of insane little switch from whatever was playing before I got here. It was a little bit of a quick turnaround. But as my shows always go, I kind of like to take you through a whole range of emotions. So we always start with something kind of calm or sad, depending on how you're feeling. It might be calm or sad. And then as we go on, I just love to ramp it up for some reason. So this next song, I'll have more to say later, trust. This next song is Dirt May by Satter. Thanks for tuning in.
Ooh, I was just trying.
You're listening to John Vincent III, Bluebird Singing. Also, by the way, I don't know if I said this, but I'm Mia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My usual show, well, during the year, is called Take a Bite, and the time is up in the air, so I don't really have information on that, but yeah, this is my first time at WMFO this whole summer, which is crazy because I've been here for like 2 months, 2.5 months, I think 2 months. I don't know what day it is, but yeah. And I've really been wanting to, just because this is my first year being in the Medford Somerville area during the summer, and I just wanted to see what everything was like, still continue with the stuff that I like during school year, etc. But unfortunately, I just could not get my butt up to come to the studio. But here I am, literally 2 days before I leave. But I'm glad I did it anyway. Yeah, so as I said, we're going through the emotions. Capital T, the capital E emotions today. I like that song for the mornings. It just, I don't know, puts me at ease. The next song I'm gonna play, is I think Champagne Coast by Blood Orange, which is such a classic. Also, I feel like morning-ish, like, calm. It gives me that kind of feeling. But also, it could be, like, a little bit angsty, which is just, like, the best. That's what you should be feeling all the time. Like, calm, but a little bit angsty. And then maybe, like, half of the time, that is coupled with, like, excitement or some loud emotion. Okay, I'm just yapping. I'm gonna play the song now. This is Champagne Coast. Blood Orange Champagne Coast. Thanks for tuning in. Listening to Charmed, which is such a good song, such a good segue from Champagne Coast. Well, maybe I'll read my PSA now. Surprise! Oops, I just hit the microphone. Surprise! I have an educational portion of my sub hours, and it will commence now. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresh than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Awesome. Well, that's a perfect segue to what I wanted to talk about, which is, whatever. This is my list. This is my list of the summer. My top three or four, I haven't decided yet. Number one, okay, this is in no particular order, by the way. Number one has to be getting up early, because for the past, 6 weeks or 7 weeks, I've gotten up at 5:30 a.m. for my teaching job, which just sounds like the worst thing ever, right? No, it's awesome. I go to bed really early, which means that I don't have a lot of free time, but I get up and I'm already commuting by 6 or 6, whatever, sometime around then. And it's just beautiful. I just never knew that things happened. I never knew that such amazing things happened before I even woke up. But at 6 a.m., Boston is pretty good looking. And also, I just like it, being up before everyone else. So that's number one. Number two is, I forget. Oh, this was the segue, because I was talking about growing your own stuff. Number two is mint. I got a mint plant. Well, before that, I was just buying it. Oh my gosh, it just tastes so good in everything. Well, not everything. A lot of things. And then I got a mint plant. It's just beautiful. And it smells so good and it tastes so good and you can use it for so many things. And I just love it. So, get yourself a mint plant. Number three. I don't remember. Maybe I'll come back to it since I've been talking for quite a long time. But honestly, like, what has my life consist of if my free time is like 3 hours per day and all I'm doing is growing mint? That's funny. Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm here spending my free time with you all. The next song I'm going to play is Faye Webster's Time, or I guess you would say Time. I saw her in concert at the horse racing derby thing in Boston the other week, and it was a weird venue, but the concert was great. She just sounds like exactly like her recordings. It was really cool, and her set was really cool. So yeah, I'm gonna stop talking now. This is Faye Webster. Thanks for tuning in.
I woke up naturally. I forgot what I dreamed. I don't know what to do. I'm alone, but what's new? I got
Of course, I had to include a song from her new album. I didn't really necessarily need it to be that one, but that's just what happened. I was thinking that I really hate when songs become TikTok trends and then I see them and then it makes me dislike the song. Well, not necessarily, but like make me less inclined to listen to the song because I've heard it so many times. You know. What was I gonna say? I've been thinking about habits recently because I used to bite my nails a lot. And then I got braces and then I, like, couldn't bite my nails. So then it just, like, made the habit go away. But then I started biting my nails again. Not out of, like, nervousness, but out of convenience because I really don't like when my nails are long. And so when I'm, like, not home or, I don't know, don't have nail clippers on me, I'm like, oh, let me just bite it. Just, ugh, just actually disgusting. I'm so sorry for sharing that with you, but it's made me think about, like, how I maintain my habits and how I keep them. Because I feel like the most habits that I have, they just develop without me noticing. Even if they're good habits, it's not like my it's not like my will is really doing anything. For example, this is the first summer that I lived with a significant other. And I just, okay, this is also really gross and kind of like exposing me, but whatever. I just don't brush my teeth at night, and I really never have, but I was kind of forced to because this person I was living with was also brushing their teeth at night and, like, would get mad at me if I didn't, basically. Well, no, not really, but I was just like, okay, so I might as well. And then now I don't go to bed without brushing my teeth. And I think it's, like, exposure therapy or, like, I don't know, something like that. That I just, like, didn't really want to form a habit but was forced to do it multiple times in a row. And then just form the habit. But that's a good habit. So I just have to think of a way, or maybe subconsciously, or someone else needs to think of a way to get rid of my nail biting habit. Because obviously it can't come from my own brain, because then it wouldn't work. Duh. So yeah. Gives you something to think about. Maybe not my exact situation, but you know, the overall message. Please don't think about me not brushing my teeth or biting my nails, because that's disgusting. Okay, anyway, I have some more songs to fit in. I always do this. I always just overplan and bring too much music to play, and then I get upset because I can't play it all, because I just have such good music taste and picked such good songs. Whatever. Anyway, this next song is Julia Jacklin's Ignoring Tenderness, and I probably won't talk before the next one, so the next one is I Know I'll Find You One Day by Faye Webster, which is, such a good song. Again, thanks for tuning in. Watching porn, lights off, headphones on, right when the pleasure begins, my education creeps in, I've been stripping right down, staring at my own reflection. Ever since I was 13, I've been pulled in every direction. Such a good student of all that conflicting advice. Go put ice in your mouth, let them slap you about. Go on, choke yourself out. But leave no room for doubt that you are brave. Beneath the sheets, you're just a cave. Things went off track. You know that's not what I wanted. Is that why I feel haunted by something small, strong enough to destroy it all? If I don't change soon, will it forever eclipse the moon that keeps me stable away from all of that advice to put words in my mouth? All those drinks on the house, go on, just let it all out. But leave no room for doubt that you are brave. A little leaf catching a wave. Strong but willing to be saved. Ignore the tenderness you crave. Be naughty but don't misbehave. Who said you know what you get? You know what you gave.
I'm done with the pain. I've gone mad. dancing in the crowd. Just know I'm looking for you, even though you're not around. It's times like these where no matter what they say, I tell my mind you're out there. I know I'll find you one day. I know I'll find you. I know I'll find you one day.
Really quick. Ugh, I just love that song. I just wanted to say, that was a crazy find. The next song is starting. It's called Marry, Marry, Marry Me by Royal Otis. This is also a really good song. When I was finding I Know I'll Find You One Day, I was just like, oh my gosh, Faye Webster's old music is country-ish, like Americana low-key. It's just crazy. Okay, anyway. As you can tell, we're getting into the happy, excited portion of the show. Thank goodness, I've been waiting for this one. Return to my list of whatever I want to call it, my summer list. Number three on the list is the new album by Bleachers. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk over this song, it's so good. Yeah, so I'm playing two songs from Bleachers' new album. In between that, I'm playing Burning by Maggie Rogers, so just a fantastic selection to close out the show. I'll check back in right before I say goodbye. But thank you all for allowing me to sub. I hope you have amazing days. Thanks for tuning in.
American football, she
That was Burning by Maggie Rogers. The last song I'm going to play, also just amazing. This is just totally tailored to me, of course, but it's Bleacher's Me Before You from Bleacher's new album. So yeah, wrapping up the hour. My name is Mia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's raining outside, so wish me luck for walking home. Thanks for tuning in. Hope to see you soon.
Gotta get up before the heart starts shaking. That was me, Blue. That was me before you. That was me before you. You've been a passenger. The fate of someone else's wheel. They say they'll have you home for dinner, baby, baby, baby. In a home that you share, my bed was a place for the lonely. Built it that way, came to think it was holy. That was me, Blue. Crossfade in the dark, have a smoke yet. Take another drink or walk with the news playing. That was me, too. That was me before you. That was me before you. That was me before you. Tired and old, tired and old.